ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners, because as you know, this week is the week of unity, the unity between the different sects within Islam in general, and specifically the unity between the Shias and the Sunnis. We are between the two, the birthdays of the Prophet Muhammad, one according to the narration of our Sunni brothers, and the other, the birthday of the Prophet according to the narration of, the Shia. And today on The Key, we're going to be talking about the importance of unity, why unity is important. And in order to clarify this a little bit more, we are going to be taking inspiration from the Holy Quran and also the Hadith. When we look in the Holy Quran, we see there's a lot of verses in the Holy Quran which allude to the importance of unity, and actually it commands us to be united. Like, for example, there's a famous verse in the Holy Quran in which God says, "O you who believe, hold fast to the cord of Allah altogether and do not diverge from it." Right? Which, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, اعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. This is a famous verse in the Holy Quran. And there's a little difference of interpretation amongst the Mufassirin, the commentators, about what this cord of Allah or this rope of Allah is. According to some commentators of the Holy Quran, it's the Quran. This makes sense because, the Quran is a point on which all Muslims can unite, because we all accept, the Holy Quran as being the word of God sent down to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we can all agree on it. It's a point around which we can all come together, and we can we can derive from it principles upon which we can all agree. Like, for example, the basic principles of faith, like, for example, the fact that, we believe that God is one, and, that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was his prophet, and the Quran is, the book that he sent to the prophet, and, the basic, and, obviously, the hereafter, the Qiyamah, this is another point that we all agree on, and, again, also the fact that there are certain the rules within Islam that we all agree on, like, for example, the ritual prayer, the fasting in the month of Ramadan, the pilgrimage, and, the charity that we give, the zakat. And these are all elements upon which all Muslims can agree. And this is very important in our time. No one can deny it, because one of the afflictions that we are, dealing with, especially in this era, is that there have been certain sects which have appeared in the modern era, which the prime purpose and their main goal is to create divergence and disharmony and disunity within the Islamic Ummah by accusing other sects of heresy and falling outside of the scope of Islam. And this makes this unity even more important today. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at why unity is important. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.